Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery in Nashville to discover a wide selection of Whirlpool appliances. From refrigeration to laundry, there's no brand better than Whirlpool. Find out more at FergusonShowrooms.com.
Wrapping up a big week on Radio Row, Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Our coverage from Super Bowl 53 brought to you by Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery and the Low T Center. Game day on Sunday, and then we await the big announcement for the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow, where Paul will be in the room all day, co-presenting Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist, of course, former Titan center as well. Kevin Mawai joins us at our broadcast site. Great to see you.
It's great to be here, man. Great to see you guys. I feel like old times.
I made mention to Paul yesterday on a Facebook we did, and he doesn't like me saying this a lot, but I think it deserves mention. I would want someone in that room like Paul putting in the time and effort he has behind the scenes to give your case and state your case for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Because there's a lot of talk from players that say the players and coaches should be in the room. They know the game. This guy has put in a ton of work to make sure he presents the best case on your behalf.
Yeah.
And I don't mind saying that publicly as much as he probably doesn't want me to.
Well, I think to have coaches and players in the room, I think what would happen is sometimes your biases would get in the way.
Sure. And, I'm not against it.
Yeah, and I'm not totally against it, but it's like the Pro Bowl. Sometimes you get players that belong there, and then you get guys that get voted in because they're coaches' favorites or players' favorites and stuff like that. They might not have had the numbers. But one thing that we can say about Paul and I, we spent a lot of time over the last couple of months, and Gary Myers is the other guy, and to come up with the information that they need to pitch your case. And I find out stuff about my career I didn't even know about. Like, really? That's really a stat, And so that's been pretty unique, and it's been really neat. Because Paul covered us so well when I played there, and Gary as well with New York Jets, and to have the two of them communicating with one another and actually tag teaming this, I guess is how it's going to happen tomorrow. And then hear that Paul talked to Zach Thomas, and he didn't even cover the Miami Dolphins, but Gary did. But it's just neat seeing the different people that got contacted to be a part of my story. And you guys are part of the journey as well. You guys covered me, and I appreciate what you guys did. I'm just grateful for this process and the men involved.
And guys, Paul, you used the word invested. Mm-hmm. You feel invested in this when you were talking about this whole process earlier.
I do, but it's not about me at all. I'm honored to be asked to be on the selectors, and I'm doing what now is part of my job. And so it's about this guy who went to the lunch today. It's an incredible collection of people who you end up sitting next to.
Oh, man, it's so cool because, you see your childhood heroes, man. And, my table is Ed Reed, myself, Ty Law, and John Lynch. And that was who – and then Will Shields was the gold jacket guy that was at our table. But, man, I got there. First guy I run into is Damani Dawson. And, I got to thank him again because I thanked him when he got in, because if he doesn't get in, I never get in, right? Yeah. And then I ran into Johnny Robinson's an LSU guy. I got to see him last night at a reception. And me, him, and Alan took a picture together. LSU sent out a flyer to all their prospects yesterday, 2 days ago, with NFLSU finalists, and so we took pictures today, and his wife wanted us to take pictures in the same exact order that picture was in, and that was pretty neat. I talked to just so many guys. Randall McDaniel, he's a ASU alum. I'm on staff there with Herm Edwards now, so we did a little forks up and sent it out to the ASU football program, and just guys like that, man. Kenny Easley, I saw him earlier. Steve Largent walks by you like, oh my God, that's Steve Largent, and then turn around and Anthony Munoz is standing right there, and it's a who's who of the football zoo. It's crazy, and it's just neat to be mentioned in the same breath as a bunch of those guys.
What's the gig at ASU? And it's always cool. Somebody really wants in, when he's got your resume and he's not exactly starting off as a coordinator?
Well, one, I would never want to be a coordinator. I don't want that headache. But, you know, it's really neat. I mean, I've been trying to get in coaching for the last 3 or 4 years, and it just really, you know, I've done every internship the NFL can offer through the Milwaukee Minority Internship Program, 2 training camps. I did 4 mini camps and OTAs. And what this business really boils down to is a relationship business. And if you've played for a coach that got a job, or you worked with the guy before, that's how you get hired. And then you got to prove your mettle. And so for me, I was going through the cycle again in 2017. I had already made the move down to Arizona State. My daughter was going to enroll in school there. And, you know, the previous staff got let go. Herm got hired. And it was a relationship deal that got me on this. You know, I interviewed for a position coach. They offered me the quality control coach, and so I'm a quality control analyst, work with the offensive line, play a role in the recruiting process, on-campus recruiting, evaluations of current and former and prospective athletes, helping the game planning, everything that I can possibly do that a coach would do, except for NCAA rules doesn't allow me to actually coach on the field. And so that's the hard part, but at the same time, I just want to do my job the best I can and earn my spot. And my goal is to be one of the best offensive coaches that are out there.
Kevin Mawai, our guest on the Midday 180. Every time you and I would discuss your future in coaching, we would always discuss NFL coaching. Was it Herm and that was it? Are you coaching in college because of Herm Edwards?
That's why I'm there. Trace and I always talked that if I was going to coach college football, I had to be for the right guy. Because I understand the hours of coaches are long. Both in the NFL, when I was the Chicago Bears, there was times I wouldn't leave the office till 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, I understand that, and I'm not afraid. And I think the knock on former players trying to get into coaching is they don't want to do, and I hate the word, it drives me crazy when kids say it and when coaches say it, the grind of coaching. If it's such a grind, then go find another job. But if you love to teach the game of football, then sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But with Herm Edwards, I know what he's about. He's a family man, family first, you know, faith, family, and football. That's what we talk about. And we don't sit there and guard desks. You know, we get in there, we do our work, we do our projects, get them done, we teach our players. And when you're done with your work and you're completely done, then you can go home. There's no sense in just if I'm sitting there because I want to watch film for another 2 hours, I'm not going to make you sit there just because I'm there. And I think there's a sense that that's what this business is a lot like. If the head man hasn't left and nobody else leaves, whether you have work to do or not, and Herm's not that kind of guy, and there's other coaches around the business that aren't like that either.
You and Zach Thomas had different recollections of the Dolphins trying to recruit you when you ended up coming to the Titans. But I'm more interested in Nick Saban. So talk us through Nick Saban's recruitment efforts with you and why you wound up a Titan and not a Dolphin.
Yeah, so then that year, 2005 season ended. I came off IR and I didn't know this, but Herm didn't get fired from the Jets. He got traded. I didn't know did y'all know that? I didn't know that.
Sounds familiar.
He got traded to the Kansas City Chiefs for whatever. And so we were up in arms, didn't know what's going to happen, and we hired Eric Mangini. And so I'm waiting, trying to get in with Eric, talk to him, and I spent an hour with him. He's telling me how he wants to build this culture. I'm all in. I'm going to be your guy in the locker room. And then the next day I get a phone call from Tannenbaum that says I'm going to be let go. Well, that was the year free agents got backed up 3 times. So I got cut 3 times in like the next 2 weeks because free agency kept getting bumped back. I go to New England Patriots, spend a day there with Scott Pioli and Bill Belichick, and we were just finally filling each other out. The next day I fly to Miami. Nick wants me to come down to Miami. They have a center there, Seth McKinney, his contract's up. They, you know, want to see. And so at the time, I knew what Nick did at LSU. And I knew what he was going to try to do at Miami, and I knew he came off the Belichick tree. So I wasn't too worried about all that. And then so I spent a couple of days with him. Well, I spent 2 days there, had lunch. I don't remember Zach being at the lunch. But so anyways, I go, and I would go to Hawaii for NFL Players Association meetings, and 3 days later I still haven't talked to Nick. And we want you. We think you'd be a leader here. And at the time, Drew Brees was a free agent. I'm trying to call Drew, hey, dude, you come to Miami. Let's do this thing together. And, of course, the next day he's like, well, I'm going to go to New Orleans. And then I still hadn't heard from him. In the meantime, Floyd Reese called my agent, and I talked. Then Jeff Fisher called me. I spent like about 2 hours on the phone with Jeff. And then Mike Munchak calls me. I spent about an hour and a half on the phone with Mike Munchak. And so by the end of that day, this is 3 days past my meeting with Nick, Floyd Reese offers me a contract. And it's like, well, just, you know, hang on for a second. Let me call. I want to find out what Miami's thinking. So I call them up. I talk to Nick. And I say, hey, you know, I want to know where you're at. And he goes, well, you know, we feel like we kind of want to be loyal to our guy. I was like, okay, get off the phone with him. Get back on the phone with Floyd. He throws numbers out. We agree on the numbers right away. I said, I'm done. I'm going to commit to you guys. I'm going to come be a Tennessee Titan. Call Nick back up out of courtesy to let him know. And he's like, well, hold on a second. We're done talking. I said, Nick, you had 3 days. I said, "This, you know, I haven't heard from you. You got 3 days. I said, I've already committed to Floyd Reese and Jeff Fisher. I'm going to become a Tennessee Titan. 2 days later, we flew from Hawaii to New York, and then I flew back down to Tennessee the next day, and that's it.
And the locker room change right there.
So and we had a great signing class that year. It was myself, Dave Hope, Chris Hope, Dave Thornton, and then
Givens.
Yeah, Givens. You know, unfortunately for him, he got injured. But we feel like we did a great job of changing the culture of that team and had some success.
Kevin Bawai has been our guest, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. Always enjoy catching up with him. Thank you, man. Always great to see you.
Good luck.
Thank you, man. This is all awesome. It's like being back, you know, back in Tennessee again. I appreciate you guys. Paul, I can't thank you enough. Whether I get in tomorrow or not, I know the work that you've done and just the effort you put through, and I appreciate it. And I thank you guys just for being a part of this.
You are welcome.
The Titan family. So thank you.